Good morning, Scott. Patty. Eric
I'm
out
sorry,
there.
Eric. Still
out there. Eric's out there.
He's getting me worked up again, though.
Who, me?
Yes.
I want to...
Seems to be a well-oiled machine this morning here.
I am going to make... I don't know if you know this, but we, the state of Illinois, we're worse than Sears. At least Sears is still...
I heard you talking about Sears.
That's operating.
Unfortunate.
We're still operating, yeah.
We're still out.
All right. Now, before I go any further, there was a story yesterday. Sears came out and said, we need to borrow money or we're done. Sears locally, we're fine. It's going to stay on. Nobody's announcing that Sears is closing. All right. But Sears corporate, Sears Kmart, they're looking for some money. All right. Now, the state of Illinois is in trouble. And I blame part of it. And I'm not on this, campaign against online sales. But somebody needs to figure out how much money state and local municipalities are losing due to the Goliath Amazon and others like Amazon. People are buying. Now, in Amazon, we are paying state sales tax. But I live in Bloomington. They're not getting any of it.
No. There's been... legislation proposed for tax on internet sales
for years.
Years in Springfield.
And nationally. It's been brought up on the national level. When are they going to wake up and see that or is that just the way it is? It's supply and demand. How things work.
Well, I believe that the companies have been very successful through lobbying efforts and other means to be able to keep any type of legislation affecting not having a physical presence within Illinois, being able to dodge paying taxes that our local brick-and-mortar shops and mom-and-pop shops, if you will, pay here in the state of Illinois. Why that legislation hasn't advanced, other than to say that it's been very vigorously opposed by the companies and the corporations and the lobbyists that work for those individuals. But the bill has not advanced to the point where it's been to at least the House floor or the Senate, as far as I know, for any type of vote. And there's been proposals for years dealing with trying to have a tax for the fair share of what the state of Illinois loses in revenue, not to mention the municipalities, but what the state loses.
Right.
And also in the businesses, because if you know that you're doing, I know of one family that knows they do a ton of business in the state of Illinois. So they went ahead and set up their business in Missouri, because if they have the location here, you have to be taxed an Illinois shopper.
Correct. If you have a brick and mortar in the state.
There's no reason, no incentive to even open the business. So right. I wouldn't imagine that's happening in all states. So if that happened nationally, would that make it easier for each state to then look at that same opportunity? Like if we said nationally we were going to take that on?
It could. But I think from the national side, they want to leave it to states. And so my answer is that it's been vigorously opposed, that's how they capture more of the market, is by obviously not having to pass on to the consumer who's online shopping a tax. Well, and that's everybody loses as far as those out there. It's not a level playing field to those who pay the taxes, obviously, with the businesses here
in
Illinois.
Here you guys are working on a budget. You're trying to find money here or there, looking for, revenue and or taxes, where you've got some people, and rightfully so, say, well, you know what? You need to spend less money, number one. And then, everybody wants cuts until the cuts come. You need to
affects them.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to spend less money. Mm-hmm. You need to generate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But again, have your office work on this. How much money, somebody's figured this out, is the state of Illinois losing, just the state, on online sales?
You know what?
So you've got to get it somewhere.
Dara is filling in this week, so this would be a good week
for
her.
Is she listening?
Yes,
Dara Brockmeyer?
Be a good week for her to work. Little project for her, I'll say, brought to you by Scott and Patty. Something for you to do there, Dara.
As I like to say, I want that on my desk by the end of the day.
I'm just thinking what kind of one answer I would get. Anyway, go ahead.
So, the budget. Are we going to? Who's going to pass a budget first? The federal government or the state of Illinois?
Well,
let's put some money on it. I like to gamble when it comes to stuff like this. We'll send you down to the vending machine, anything you want down there.
I have no doubt before the end of May, Speaker Madigan will propose and pass out of the House of Representatives his budget, the budget of the majority party, as we are in negotiations now and in Appropriations Committee, starting on what was Governor Rauner's proposed FY18 budget, especially with if there's pieces of what was the grand bargain in the Senate that are resurrected and used for anything in the House. The Speaker will, like he has in the last couple of years during this turmoil, has proposed a budget and believes that that budget, minus any of those reforms from Governor Rauner, is a budget and that the House has done their job in proposing a budget. I believe that that's exactly what he will do. The big question is, what
would be balanced?
What, well, not only balanced, but the bigger question is, what common ground could be found between the Republicans in the House and the Democrats in the House for a true budget that Governor Rauner might have something to do with in the way of not vetoing that? And so therein lies the challenge, not to mention the FY17 supplemental appropriation budget money that we have to get out the door. As I said this in your last show, last time I was here last month, the appropriation for FY17, there needs to be reappropriate to get money out the door. Where that stopgap budget ended December 31st, we have to now have a supplemental really before there's even an FY18 budget passed. And so that's as critical as anything else right now. Just into higher ed, I think about $836 million our universities or 96 universities are looking for in a reapprope for FY17. So obviously that's very concerning. Those are the issues we're amongst other things, but those are the main issues budget-wise that we're dealing with in Springfield right now.
You know, and when it comes to higher education, you know, we talk about technology and we send our kids off to school. And ideally, you'd like to see kids go to a state college, get a great education, come on out and work for companies that are thriving in the state of Illinois. And it's just ugly. You've got industry leaving the state of Illinois.
Correct.
You've got students leaving the state of Illinois.
Right.
They're not coming back. They're going to go where the jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we keep cutting money from higher education. It just makes no sense.
Well, I think you have to look at when you talk about cutting money to higher education, and that has been, it's been a downward spiral for several years. When you're talking about right here in FY17, trying to get them back to their FY15 levels of funding is obviously extremely frustrating. But the other reality is what Governor Rauner has been very focused on is performance-based funding in higher education. What are we getting for the money that's going in? And this year's proposed FY18 budget in higher ed, where there was approximately a 15% cut, there was another 5% way to get money back in performance-based funding. There's a variety of things that are the criteria for performance-based funding, from numbers of graduation to many, many other things. That's encouraging, but there's also, I believe, you know, the time has come to where we have to look at, for our universities, when there's not enough to go around, what are the specialties of those universities, and how do we possibly look at the consolidation and efficiency of things in higher education when it comes to the state's budget, because the money is not there presently. Obviously, as it has been in past years. And so when you have, for instance, Illinois State looking for roughly $72 million, down from 80-some million, and they're, you know, they and the University of Illinois are at least fortunate from the standpoint of solid enrollment numbers in this most recent couple years in freshman classes. So that's some revenue for them that other universities aren't seeing, and that's where you're seeing so many of the students with the uncertainty in higher ed in Illinois going elsewhere and going across out of the state.
I'm sorry, you just lost me. You mentioned ISU and Illinois in the same sentence, and I went to thinking, oh, my, that game should have been being played tonight at Redbird Arena.
Oh, stop Absolutely. It.
You know what? And I was in hopes that we were going to have a – I definitely was going to have the invitation to the governor and the speaker and bring them both right up here to Redbird Arena and see if we couldn't not only had the game, but brought some unity there. But nonetheless, I can still see that call and just question
Are you questioning the call?
Who makes a call like that with 1.3 seconds left to go to turn the game?
You know what? We watched that, and you were talking about
By the way, I'd rather talk about this than the state.
the
state's woes puts the sick feeling in my stomach just as much as this game.
You talked about that ESPN call, and yesterday I saw where ESPN was, there were actual people that were talking about that, saying now they're not sure that that was a good call.
Because
that night they said that was a good call.
It sure didn't look like it.
But now they're going back over it saying we may be wrong.
I need to talk to my friend Mark Gentry,
who's
an official.
Absolutely,
and
is
ask him.
Absolutely, and he was. I saw him at the game that night. So,
well, what was his reaction to the call?
I don't know
nice
about
look
that.
To the official to see,
but you know, when we were so close to the Florida bench there, mm-hmm. people really couldn't see, and to me it looked like he was losing control of the ball by dribbling, stumbled a little bit.
So he was losing before contact
came. All he was doing was backing up with his hands up, trying to stay away from him as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, Scott made me watch the end of the ESPN broadcast while he was playing Air Supply in the background and crying because he couldn't take it. He watched it over and over again
times. I am all out of love.
Well, I would just, out of the unfortunate situation in that game. What a great season.
Let
Look at the bigger picture.
Because we had our ducks
Find
in a row.
Find something positive,
we
just like
our,
Springfield.
We had our ducks in a, we had our ducks in a row here, mm-hmm. and I don't like doing that. We had a promo all ready to go in case, and it never aired. It's one for the archives. Mm-hmm. We did the same thing for Bloomington High School. I have a feeling that when I do this, it's bad mojo. Did you by any chance already, were you working at least in your head on a proclamation? Had Illinois State won the NIT? And had you thought that far down the road?
No.
Okay.
But had been working with other legislators from across the state who wanted to come and see Illinois and Illinois
State. Oh, they were looking for a little favor.
No, they were looking to see how they could buy tickets.
Oh, just how buy tickets?
Yeah. We wanted to put together a group, as I just said. I wanted an invitation to the governor and the speaker to come to Illinois State University.
And then can you
enjoy
take,
the game, and then we could figure out the budget.
Oh, the
can you
speaker,
take donations
the speaker
at the
would
door?
Not have been allowed. You can't bring him here.
But he would have been invited.
If he made a donation, can you take donations for the state at the door at a game like that?
You could. I'm not sure that would go over
very
well.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
No, but there was...
Panhandler night?
That is as good as your idea.
Panhandler night for the state of Illinois?
How we can make up for it by taxing people buying coffee.
Oh, well, we can't play that. We have
time
to play
that
game. We have time to play that game? How can we generate some revenue? So, Patty suggested golf. You know what?
No, I didn't. I threw it back at you because you're like, people tanning, people drinking coffee.
We're already getting...
people being happy.
In Bloomington, we're already being taxed for golf. It's part of that entertainment tax or whatever. Yes. But you know what? If you wanted to tax me another dollar...
Well...
Who was it that said... Oh, it's Bill Black. Did you hear his comments?
I did not, but I saw something about it. He was down at Springfield the other day,
Bill
and I had
Black
a nice visit with Bill.
Bill Black, who's one of the most colorful guys, one of the most colorful guys that worked down in Springfield. He would go crazy. He was great for a great sound.
Oh, yes.
And he said we're at the point where people are willing to pay. I am willing to pay a dollar for another round of golf, an extra dollar, if I know it's going to help the state, because God knows the state needs help.
Here's the point, and that hits the nail directly on the head. If you do with the money what you're supposed to, if I, in all my travels, people, I would pay extra this, or I would pay on my pension on a tax. I would do this. I would do that. If you could just guarantee you'll do with the money what you're supposed to do, and that is balance the budget, stabilize some things, and don't waste the tax revenue that is given to you in Springfield on silly things. And therein lies the problem. What is something that's important in somebody's eyes around Central Illinois is different in somebody else's eyes who is from the city. And so there's all kinds of areas in the service, and the governor's been open to that, a service tax, different service taxes. Discussions of that was in that grand bargain in the Senate. And so, obviously, lots of work left to be done in Springfield.
All right. $5 cups of coffee. You add another dime to that. The $5, people are buying $5 cups of coffee. They're okay with a dime.
And, you know, here's the thing.
I don't buy $5 cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee. So it's okay with me. But that therein lies the problem. It's like until it hits you, you know, nobody's focused on anything. And then it hits you, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. That's a bad idea.
They're talking about
that's a bad idea. That affects me.
Talking about taxing lawyer services. Uh-huh. Well, if you can afford a lawyer, well, a lot of people can't afford a lawyer. They have to get a lawyer. Now you're going to throw a tax on top of that. I'm not into that at mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, some of those, I'm okay.
Imagine just taking, imagine a very novel idea, taking the roughly $33 billion you bring in revenue and actually just spending that, living within that. How about that idea?
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Dan Brady, everybody.